The pandemic has now claimed 335,000 lives worldwide. One of the cruelest parts of dying from COVID-19, as we've learned, most patients and their loved ones are unable to share final moments together. The risk of spreading the very contagious disease is too high. Even after death, funerals and memorial services remain difficult to attend. British novelist Helen Simonson has been thinking a lot about how we grieve in this new era. Simonson's father, Alan Phillips, recently died after contracting the coronavirus in rural France.
One day, he suddenly couldn't breathe. He went weak and floppy. His eyes rolled back in his head. And my mother ran to call the emergency services. In rural France, you call les pompiers, the firemen, and they come first. And if they deem it necessary, they call the SAMU, which is the ambulance, and the ambulance comes with a doctor. And everybody piled into my parents' house, masked and gloved, and they declared my father was doing very, very poorly as they took him to hospital. My mother could not go with him. The hospitals were locked down, no visitors. So I know because my mother told me that she got to tell my father how much she loved him and that he would be fine and she would see him when he got home. An hour later, my mother called me crying to tell me that the hospital had just called her to say my father was gone. My mother was already wondering how she would make it an hour away to the crematorium, being so sick and not being allowed by the French government to leave her house except for essential needs. I was worried about how she would be transported since we were sure now that she had coronavirus herself. But things in France have been made very simple. It was all taken care of by funeral directors. No mourners at all were allowed. All the cemeteries were closed. So we didn't have to decide which 5 or 10 people would accompany my father's casket to the crematorium. Everything was taken out of our hands. My mother got to stay in her home and concentrate on getting well. And the lovely local funeral director and his wife accompanied my father to the crematorium. They took a posy from my mother's garden to place on his casket, and they assured my mother that they would play some Ella Fitzgerald while my father was being cremated. I can't tell you what a relief it was that my mother was not allowed to go to the crematorium. I know that my father would have been much happier that my mother got to stay in her house and concentrate on saving her own life. My mother is so strong. She's doing much better now. When she gets lonely, she plays my father's jazz records. She said the first time she did that, she lit a fire, she put on some Dave Brubeck, and she felt my father in the house. She said it felt like a great calm came over her, and she was able to lay down on the sofa and take her first real nap in days. In this pandemic, we've had to find new ways of dealing with our grief. I hear all these stories on the news. People are in such agonies because they can't be with their loved ones. They can't have the funeral they want. They can only have 10 people or no people. And I feel like I really want to reach out to them and say, I know my dad, and I know your loved ones would feel the same, that they're patient. They'll wait. There's no limits in the future when things relax and the sun is shining. There's no limit on how many times we can get together and celebrate our loved ones, and they will be happy to be with us.
That was British author Helen Simonson. Our story was produced by the world's Joyce Hackle and Uzair Emud.